All right, so we're holding Bez Hashem Yisbarach on page Kuf Pei, Klal Yud Din Gimel, and the Chavetz Chaim told us seven conditions that's necessary if a person does something wrong to someone else for him to go and talk about it. So he says, and so we learned Gimel already, that if the person is guilty of the same crime and he goes and tells other people about it, obviously he's not telling those other people about it. Because it's burning in him the love of Hashem, and that he is upset that a person is doing something wrong, because he himself is doing something the same thing. So obviously he's doing it in order to, because he doesn't like that guy. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, "Aprata chamishi." He says the fifth condition, which is a very important condition, is shekasav nileel sheyachavin l'tayelas. That one of the conditions that's necessary in order to be able to say what somebody else is doing wrong is the purpose why you're saying it is not because you're trying to knock the person, but rather you're trying to accomplish something with what you're saying. Commotion is var dahainu. Lo mi boyim or noshim shumasapr lifneim yichudim heim lazar la nigzal v'neshak v'nizik v'mizbayish bin yonam. That's pashut. That in case the person who you're telling it to could help out, that this guy stole something from someone or he did something wrong to somebody else, and by you talking to this guy, it could help out to resolve the issue. Then for sure you should tell that person, and that's like a real toelis. There's going to be a real benefit for the victim if you're going to tell him. And even if telling other people about it is not going to help, you're not going to be able to retrieve the money, etc. But his intention is that if I'm going to tell people about what this guy is doing and say it in a derogatory manner, so it's going to cause kishiyishu shabriyos meganreis poyalei oven, when he hear with that people should distance himself from somebody that people talk negatively about. That's one thing. In other words, I'm doing it to keep people away from such a person. Biulai, and a second help is hu ba'atzma yoshev aydezeh, maybe midrach of aroyim. Maybe the person himself will be embarrassed that people are saying this about it. V'yisakin ma'isav, and he'll correct his ways. Kishiyishma shabriyos meganos eser avur zeh. When he hears people talking about that this thing that he did, Echil Hashem, or whatever it is that he did, and so people will hear about it, so then he himself may do tshuva. So either the intention is that I want people to stay away from such a person, or that he himself may do tshuva. That's also considered a toelis. Kiven shal kalponim ein mechaven lehonais mihapkamahu. He doesn't have an intention that he's enjoying talking negatively about someone else. Rak lekani laemes. What he's trying to do is that it's burning in him the zealousness of truth. Ulai tova yedizet toelis alaba. And maybe in the future this will accomplish that people will stay away, etc. But if he understands, it's not going to help at all. Because if you're going to tell other people, and those people themselves do the same evil thing, they cheated the people the same way that this guy cheated someone, and they don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's business. Then for sure you're not allowed to tell it, because you're not going to help anything by telling, because these people obviously they don't care about such a thing. So he says, even not only will nothing be accomplished, there'll be something even worse. Why? Because if you start telling these people that this guy did something wrong and it's terrible, it's a terrible avla, and these people themselves do it, it's not going to accomplish anything. Not only that, they're going to go back and tell the guy, you know what he's telling about? He's telling about you, that you did this and this. So he says, ki od yuchal litzmech v'zeh kilkul godol, ki heim yilchul v'yisapru dovazel agazan v'hoishik v'am b'vayish. They'll go and tell this person, v'yavu aydezel alav d'liselich rochil. So not only have you not accomplished anything, but also you're going to cause that now they're going to go back and snitch on you, and those people, if they snitch, are going to be over loiselach rochil. And that, of course, is a very serious aveda. So it's very interesting what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, and that is he's saying that if somebody stole something from me, and now somebody wants to tell others, either because it'll accomplish I'll get my money back, or it'll accomplish that people will stay away from a guy who does business in this manner, that he cheats people, or the guy himself may do tshuva, if any one of those three is my intention, then that's called the te'alas. But if my intention is because I want it, I enjoy talking negatively about someone else, that wouldn't be muta. So the first to'elis, the primary to'elis is that you'll accomplish that this person is not going to, you'll get the money back for this person. Now that's good in the case where we're talking about a financial damage, that the person stole something or he cheated me on a certain thing, and if I talk about it to other people, then the guy will be embarrassed maybe and he'll give me back the money. But what is it? How does it work in the case where the person embarrassed me? Somebody embarrassed me. Somebody made me feel bad. So what's the to'elis? How are you going to tell someone else that's going to help, that it's going to help me fix up what happened to me? So the Chavetz Chaim says, interestingly, so the Chavetz Chaim in the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, and by telling others, it's going to help that I, who became embarrassed, am going to be fixed up. How is that? He says, ki al kol kazilaza, v'hakavona. Rav Chaim tells us a beautiful chiddush. Shayidei shi yisaper habayish shaloi lanoshim. If I will go and tell, you know, this guy, mamish embarrassed this guy in shul in public. If I will go now tell other people about it, v'yedu hakol shaploini gineo b'chinam aloi chomos b'kapo. If I go tell people, you know, it's really disgusting how this guy embarrassed Reuven in shul. So yismayit mimenu hatzar v'haklima shenishalei b'libay d'yabayishasahu. So now Yankel, who was embarrassed, when he hears that people are defending him and saying that telling other people it was disgusting how Beryl embarrassed Yankel and Shul. So now Yankel is going to feel much better because, oh, he sees people who care about him and they're standing up for him. So yismayit mimenu hatzar v'haklima. He's not going to feel so bad anymore. He's not going to be so embarrassed because now people are standing up for him. That's considered a te'elis over here. If that's your intention, is you're going to be boosting up this guy, that's considered to fix it up. Because he sees that the people care about him. People feel bad and feel disgusted that Yankel got embarrassed like this. That's one pshat. But that's a pshat, the Chavetz Chaim tells us. That's considered the te'elis. Oy, shekavenus ben yoyne k'dei shashemim ki yishbar lehem shadov emes, or another pshat is, that when people hear that this guy embarrassed Yankel, yochichu ba'atzma mesamal bin alponot, they're going to go and tell the guy, what did you do that to Yankel? Allah boi shebiyash chaveiro. V'ulai yidei zeh ti yasibar shiyaka ba'atzma sa'avla, asha asa yifai yisai sa'azeh. That if now, by me going and saying, that telling people, you know, it's terrible, they embarrass Yankel and Shul. So A, one is that I will accomplish that Yankel will not feel so bad. That's a te'elis, because people are sticking up. And secondly, it may accomplish that people may go over to Beryl and say, Beryl, how did you do such a thing to embarrassing like that? You should really apologize to him. And now if they're going to go and apologize, they're going to fix up the avla, the damage, so to say, that was done to Beryl. Because Beryl got embarrassed, and now you're going to go be Mephias Beryl. You're going to go and try to make him feel better and ask for a mechila and apologize. That's considered fixing up the damage that was done. That's interesting, Chavetz Chaim here. Then he says, the Chavetz Chaim says that, however, if you're going to tell this thing to people who, they embarrass people all the time, they're cutting them up and put, so then it's not going to accomplish anything, this, because they're not going to think it's anything wrong. They're not going to take any action, and they're not going to defend Beryl in any way. So then, not only is you shouldn't you say anything, but you're going to do worse by saying something. If you're going to tell it to these people, they're going to go back and snitch and say, you know, Beryl, should he, you know what this guy is saying about you? And therefore, they'll be able to say the Rachel. The Gamai, they say, Rogel, Lova, Hakach, Machlekes, Gedoyles, and from this comes out big fights afterwards. Befrat, and especially if Yochel Lovely the Achach, Zelinian Malshinus, It could be that this guy's now going to get all upset that this guy's saying this about him, and he's going to go snitch to the government, to the IRS, or whatever about him, or he's going to say about some building violation that he has, etc. So then for sure you shouldn't be saying to that person.